It's called the Never Forgotten Honor Flight. And in our area, it was co-founded by Jim Campbell and Mike Thompson. Today, we're speaking with co-founder, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Marine Corps retired Jim Campbell. So how long have you been doing this, Jim?
Some days it feels like forever, and sometimes it feels like a couple of days. Actually, on Veterans Day, Friday this week, we'll be 2 years old. We actually signed the paperwork announcing our hub, the Never Forgotten Honor Flight, at Applebee's Restaurant, Veterans Day of 09.
And this was in Wausau?
This is in Wausau. It was a merger of two guys, myself and Mike Thompson, who were actually going on separate paths to start an honor flight. I had been working from the angle of a former IBM colleague out of Milwaukee, who is the founder of Stars and Stripes Hub. And in order to start a hub, they want you to have had the experience and go as a guardian on a flight. And I was started that process in the summer of 09 and was on a waiting list. Mike, in the meantime, went back home to Sioux City, Iowa, and flew with his brothers on a flight into about September of 09. And we came together through his brother-in-law, who I served with in the Marine Corps, over an email on golf. We ended up going to lunch together in October. He was going to put a full-court sales press on me. Didn't need it. And we shook hands and said, let's do it.
So what are the original beginnings of the Never Forgotten Honor Flight?
It was one man's vision. Earl Morris, who was a physician's assistant, is a physician assistant in Springfield, Ohio, took care of a lot of veterans and a lot of World War II veterans as patients. And Memorial Day of 04 is when the World War II Memorial was dedicated. And for the next 4 or 5 months, he heard these veterans talking about it and bemoaning the fact they probably never see it. You know, the cost is too much and all kinds of things. And he said, you know what? I got an airplane. And I got five buddies who got airplanes. So around January of 05, about 6 months later, he took 12 World War II veterans, 5 airplanes, and took an extra airplane in case one broke, and took 12 World War II veterans to D.C. And from that one flight, we, by the end of this year, I think the number will be close to 80,000, 115 hubs in almost 40 states across the United States. There are actually 7 Honor Flight hubs serving Wisconsin veterans.
Are there that many World War II veterans left to take all of these flights?
In the 19 counties that we covered at that time, there were 14,300. Today, there are about 1.7 or 8 million in the United States, and we're under a time constraint because we're losing about one a day per county. I can tell you that literally every week, some organization calls and says, can we use your name and logo? Because we'd like to do a bicycle ride in your name.